Utah lawmakers wrapped up their annual 45-day legislative session on Thursday night. Before the gavel fell, KUER's political team, Nicole Nixon and Julia Ritchie, talked with Governor Gary Herbert for his take on the session, successes, setbacks, and more.
With some 500 bills passed this session, what do you think was the most important issue the legislature passed this year? So that does not include tax reform.
Well, you said this year.
Yes.
So I was going to say tax reform, I think, is going to pass this year, just not in this session.
Right.
It'll probably be in a special session this summer. But the fixing the Medicaid issue, I think, was very important. It took the first couple of weeks to get that done, and in a 45-day session, that's really limited what we had time to do on other issues. But Medicaid expansion, which effective April 1st, that's going to happen. It's going to cover people from 0 to 138% of poverty. That's going to happen. We're going to put about 70,000 people who were not covered before are now going to be covered. So I think that's probably the most important thing that's passed so far in the legislature. Second probably is hate crimes, which is kind of historical. Everybody seems to believe this is a kind of a watershed time where we, in fact, are going to protect certain classes of people from hate crimes and have amplified penalties if you attack a class of people. So that's going to be, I think, an historical event that's going to be remembered in this year's legislative session.
It seemed like during the 2018 session, there was some conflict between the legislature and the executive branch, right? We had things like calling themselves into special session. This year, it seems like there was a little more tension between lawmakers and their voters, and I'm glad you mentioned Medicaid. Do you feel that there's some distance between what the legislature enacts and what voters have signaled to them directly? Because that has been one of the major conflicts of this session.
Well, the ups and downs, the flows of the marketplace probably are represented by the legislature, and so sometimes there's a lag time. These initiatives that were passed this year certainly were an indication that, hey, we're ready. We need to have you act on this, and we don't want you to punt the football again. So there's some, I think, out of touch in that regard. But generally speaking, when you think about the 500 bills we pass, when you're talking about just two or three different issues out there, that the legislature as a representative form of government really are in tune with the people that they represent. So I feel very good about that. I think we've had a great relationship this year from the executive branch with the House and the Senate. And sometimes there's turmoil and healthy tension between us and them and between the House and the Senate. So that's just part of politics. It's the give and take of what's politically possible.
Another socially controversial issue, abortion. There are two bills this year to restrict abortions. Will you be signing both of those bills?
Haven't determined that yet, but my bias is I'm pro-life. And certainly the viability aspect is something that needs to be discussed. And clearly with science and its advancements since 1973, viability is probably shorter today than what it was then. I have a hard time with abortion when you hear a heartbeat after 6 weeks. You know, it's more than just a piece of tissue. It's a forming human being. And so I have a bias in that direction. So I've said before, some fights are worth having. See if we can, in fact, we certainly want to make sure that people know that we stand for life. Everybody should stand for life, whether it's the unborn child or after they're born, we need to take care of them too. So it's not a one thing and we're done. It's a comprehensive approach to making sure that people have an opportunity to be the best they can be, and government has a role to protect those civil rights.
So you asked for $100 million in air quality spending. It looks like it'll get closer to about $25 million is what I've heard. At last count, is that good enough for you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be closer to probably $28 million, but it's a step in the right direction. You know, we hoped we had a moonshot, and we didn't get to the moon, but we're going in the right direction. I think the trend, because I think we'll build upon this as we go forward. Our goal is to reduce pollution by 25% by 2025. We're on track to do that, by the way. So, again, it's not as much as I hoped for, but you know, with the adjustments on the budget that's taking place, it's a good down payment.
Governor Herbert, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Great to be with you.